Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It may sound like we're being ham-handed by playing We Are the World with Coach Katie Meyer coming on, because if you don't know her history with the show, you might think, oh, she's retiring and you're playing We Are the World. That's ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous. That happens to be her song on this show. We don't know why, but this happens to be her song on this show.
So. Should we let her pick her own song now?
No, we're not moving away from this now. I mean, how often do you get gold like this on the radio where somebody comes on and you get to play We Are the World, which is an all-time banger, by the way. Coach Katie Meyer is with us. She's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. She's been the head basketball coach at UM for 19 seasons. Amazing. She is the school's all-time winningest basketball coach, men's or women's, 362 career victories. She led the Canes to 11 20-win seasons, 10 NCAA tournament berths, the program's first ever trip to the Elite Eight last season, which was a lot of fun. And she was the Associated Press National Coach of the Year in 2011, USA Basketball National Coach of the Year in 2013. She is responsible for sending many Hurricanes into the professional basketball ranks, as we talked about yesterday. She has done all that with class, Crowder, and there's a way about her that makes it so easy to root for her and her teams. And through it all, she's been a friend of the program. But I have used up all her time talking about her and We Are the World, and that'll do it for Coach Katie Meyer. No, Coach Katie Meyer is with us right now. Hello, Coach.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you?
I literally just arrived at my house in Key Largo, so I'm sitting on the porch looking at the water. Storm's coming through, but it's been an emotional couple of days, but I'm happy. Yeah, the retirement gift that you must give me is a new song.
Is really? No, we have to stick with it. I think we have to double down.
If we could remember why that is the song.
I don't know why.
That would help.
But
me
I think that's part
transition.
Of the I think that's part of the beauty of this being your song, is that we don't even know why. So I was going to ask you, because you and Crowder have talked about fishing before, I was going to ask you, how long before you're just fishing, enjoying retirement and fishing? And it sounds like not very long, since you're already in Key Largo.
No, I mean, what do you do after the press conference? You know, there's not this next plan. It's something you make a decision and you take care of your people in the best way that you can, and you take care of the families and the recruits and the players and all that. And then you need to get out of the way a little bit and let Miami pursue greatness, you know? And I'm blessed to have somewhere to go for a little bit to the weekend and just, you know, reflect.
Hey, Coach, I do know how to get to Key Largo. You know, I know the directions. So if,
you know,
if you need a fishing buddy.
Now I might have some time for us to actually do everything we've talked about fishing together for 19 years. Maybe we can finally do it.
Yes, ma'am. Are you going to be, because when your exit, the
press
post you put out, the press conference, but the post you put out was like, you're going to still be involved. Can I ask you how are you still going to be involved?
Right. I mean, I think one of the things, and Dan Radakovich just did an amazing job of turning around this whole scenario, because I think, you know, it was shocking to a lot of people. But I just kept saying, Dan, I want to serve. Like, I think I'm done coaching, but I do feel I love this place. And is there any way you could create something or a path for me to be a part of it? And, he just went to Joe and Rudy and President and, you know, and really, I mean, it, remarkable, because I really didn't – I just knew that with the timing of, you know, the selection Sunday, and then there's, you know, transfer portal Monday, that's just a horrible, horrible timeline for the health of collegiate basketball. It's just a horrible timeline. And that needs to change. But in those moments, you know, I need some time to think, let me reflect. Or, yeah, but as you do that, like, is the program getting behind, and are things happening and taking care of – you can't take care of your people if you wait. And it's just a tough timeline. So for Dan to be in that position and to navigate it the way he did was amazing. And to because I do have juice. I still want to, you know, lead and mentor and really, I mean, I love the University of Miami. So I'm so thrilled. But what the job's actually going to be, we'll kind of deal with that in the next week or so.
So how long was retiring kind of a thought in the back of your head? Because obviously I'm guessing it's like one of these things where you don't want to be honest with yourself maybe at some point. And it's like when you do get a moment and you're like, you know, if I'm being honest with myself, I think I'm done. But you don't want to acknowledge that thought, I'm guessing, certainly during a season. And it's also the end of, you know, everything that you know, not that you're not going to still participate in basketball in some way, shape, or form. So how long was it percolating? And when did it just finally hit you? You know what? I'm going to pull the trigger on this.
Yeah, when you're 30 and you say, well, I'm not going to coach when I'm 50, you know, you always say that, well, there's no way I'm going to be doing this job. I've seen these people that they, you know, coach and then you turn 50 and you're like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, so you keep hitting these milestones. But I think that really when a couple things that I just really struggled with, which was the name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal, when those things became such the driving forces of a lot of decisions in recruiting and that kind of thing, you start thinking, you know, that doesn't fit me. Like, that's just not how I've done it. And so that kind of, it's in your mind. And so that's not when you really say, well, I'm just going to retire because of that. But I think I've coached for 30 years. I've hadn't had more than 10 days off in 30 years just to gather and everything. So it's a combination of things. And you do it like a leadership calculus. You say, okay, number one, how do I take care of the University of Miami? Always, after every season, I always go through an inventory. What's the best thing for this program? How do I lead it forward? And then number two, what about my people, my players, my staff? Like, am I still serving them? Can I still lead them? And then number three, like, what about me? Like, does this fit? Are times changing, you know? So I do that every year in a different way, but those three principles always guide me. And it was pretty quick. I mean, it was like, wow, all these answers are, you know, retire, move on, and help them be great in another way.
And coach, as Hawk, you know, spent 10 minutes rattling off your superlatives throughout your career, which one, like, as you now at the end of it, which one is the most treasured on the trophy case? Which shelf has the highest level of all those things you've accomplished?
When you said in my intro that I've been a friend of the program.
Oh, I was going to feed you that line. I'm so glad you took it. That was great. As Crowder was asking that, I'm thinking to myself, she better say
that may be the most
program.
Relevant. I mean, that's the most relevant thing I've done in Miami, is that you guys have me on the show. So, there's not just one. I did it 100% graduation, like 100% in 19 years, like every player that stayed 4 years has gotten their diploma under my era or whatever you call that. And, that's just really special. And so that's the one thing I think that you're going to hear me forever brag about, because that's not easy. But that's why we all got in it in the first place. We've won a ton of games, and I've, you know, seeing the players and going to their weddings and meeting their babies and coaching with ex-players and all these things, this full circle moments. But that's the one that is going to be hard to replicate, I think.
Have you thought about broadcasting?
You know what? Yeah, I really haven't had this decision settle in that long, but funny because, yeah, definitely had a lot of the congratulations text. There's been three or four of those kind of, what do you think, kind of moments of, you know, do you want to do this? And, you know, I'm open to a lot, but I like I said, I really just wanted to continue to somehow serve and mentor and be involved in the university because it's like really a interesting time. There's a lot of complexities going on in collegiate athletics. And, you know, what I want to do is I want to make sure that coaches are honored and protected and taken care of because I love this profession. And there's just so many good people that are just grinding away. And it's the last 2 years have just beaten a lot of coaches up. And I want to stand up and say, hey, we got to protect these people because you know who's trying to enforce discipline? You know who's given boundaries? Do you know who's standing up and saying, I know what you want, but you don't always get what you want. You got to work for it. Like, those are coaches, and we have to protect them and make sure that they're still strong and have support.
Is there any part of you that just kind of wants to do nothing? That just says, you know what?
Yes.
I think I could do nothing for a year. I know, you know, it's so fresh right now. And you say, I'm going to be part of the university and maybe I'm going to do some broadcasting and the texts are coming in. But is there any part of you where you say to yourself, you know what? I don't want to do anything for a year. I don't want someone to call me about anything because of anything. Like, I just want to chill out.
Yes. There's a huge part of me. I don't think I could last a year, but you know, for 2 months, I think for sure I'm going to put on some gray sweats and I'm going to call Domino's and have them deliver a pizza directly to the pillow. And that's what I'm going to do this weekend. And maybe I'll read a book, which is something, but yeah, no, that definitely, I mean, I can't say that I'm not exhausted and tired. I mean, I'm touched and emotional and everything else, but to my core, I am tired, and that's not fair to the university either. So I will definitely take some time.
And coach, when you recharge, because you work too hard, you can't do it for too long. I went through it with my football retirement. It's just something's going to come over you. Outside of basketball, broadcasting, sports, can we see a Katie's Grocery Store or a Meijer Seafood or a, hey, we can co-own Crowder Meyer charter boats. Like, you didn't think
we'll call it the Fresh Catch. Yeah, we'll go out every day. Yeah. That's what's so fun. I mean, I'm 30 years of coaching, but I'm 56. Like, that's crazy young, right? Like, that's the formula that I just didn't want to miss. I have a lovely, incredible wife, Hunter Reno, and I'm sure most of Miami people know the Reno family and what she's done. And, you know, she used to host Welcome to Wild Florida. And, you know, it's just a famous in her own right and has wonderful life right now working at the UM Sylvester Cancer Center in oncology and just an incredible person. So, you know, we're not going to be bored. We're going to be women of impact in this community and just so grateful for being a part of everything that Miami is just our home and we're just thrilled to be here. So we won't be bored. We're going to be pretty happy.
Is there any part of you, though, that's really nervous about not coaching? Because it is. And by the way, I want to point out, she said 56. It's so young. Please remind that to Crowder and Solana because they call me Abuelo. I'm 54. I mean, I'm just starting to enter my prime, coach.
Put a picture of you next to Coach Myers. Just put a picture of you next to
I'm not saying she's not aging better than me because she is. I'm just saying in age itself, 54, she's 56. I mean, we're just getting rolling here, man. Like,
That's right.
They're writing me off, coach. And I'm glad I have an ally finally in this. But yeah, she's in way better shape than I am. Actually, the only thing that I've been fixated on the entire segment with her is what is she going to order on that pizza? Which shows you what I'm all about, which is what kind of toppings are going to be on that Domino's pizza. No, but is there any part of you, coach, where you say, yeah, this is the right decision, and I've talked about it with my wife, and I've talked about it with my family, and I know this is the right thing to do. And then is there any part where you're just beyond nervous going, ooh, when games start, though, how am I going to exist not as a coach?
Right. And I think it's just, you know, not the, you know, oh, let me go draw up some plays, but like, how's it going to be to not have a team and a staff, you know, like, how's it going to feel to not wake up in the morning and just be so excited for the interaction of, like, you know, let's make a plan together. How do we succeed together? What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? How do we, you know, that's just an incredible skill set. And I mean, it happens in business and everything else, but it doesn't, you know, there's like a banker in Topeka, Kansas that just never high fives anyone. And I get to high five people and hug them and say, great job. And, you know, celebrate and all these, the highs are just like incredible. And, but it's usually, you know, on the backs of just a ton of hard work and some heartbreak and all that stuff. And that emotional part of coaching, yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared to lose that because, you know, where are my emotions going to go, right? So that's why I just want to keep investing in something that I believe in, which is the university.
Hey, Coach, I'm a hell of a roulette player if you got some time on your hands.
I'm too cocky to gamble. I think I'll win every hand. I can't do that. It's dangerous.
You want some emotion? I got some emotion for you at the Hard Rock.
You're in a void. We can fill it. It's a spinning wheel.
But, Coach, can you now, are you going to watch basketball as a fan and not be upset when they go underneath the, you know, the pick and stuff like that? Because it took a while for me to watch football enjoyably again after playing so long.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I think, like, today, like, I know, did FAU end up winning? Sorry, I was in the car. Did they win?
It's just about. It's still in overtime.
Yeah,
and
but there's 30 seconds.
Really, no one's listening to this
seconds.
Interview at all, right?
They're. Yeah. Well, I've got some money. Speaking of the feeling alive at the roulette table, FAU just crapped the bed in overtime. I mean, just they made a late comeback, sent it over the worst possession I've ever seen. The final possession of regulation. You should be thankful you didn't see the end of that. But I mean, just crap the bed in, and I love Dusty May. Crap the bed in overtime.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but like, that's the thing. Like, I watch it, but like, you know, I think just with the perspective of the, I really am scared a little bit about collegiate athletics right now, and some of the decisions, and some of the horizon, and some of the landscape, and there's just such purity and joy to this March Madness, and I just gosh, I hope people just understand how hard the coaches are working, how hard these players are, and what they're navigating, what they got to deal with, and when they leave a game, you know, their phone blows up and with a thousand opinions. And I just want to make sure it's got to course correct. We got to do something about it. We got to change it. We got to get it back to where, you know, there are those one shining moments that, you know, really are pure and honest and on the back of a lot of hard work. So I'll watch it with hopeful eyes, I guess.
Coach Katie Meyer, she announced yesterday, to the surprise of many, us included, that her 19-year tenure was over at the University of Miami as the head women's basketball coach. Just in a greater conversation about women's basketball, how will Caitlin Clark change things for the WNBA and women's basketball in general? Because she's a sensation.
Right. No, she's incredible. And I think that, you know, I think the WNBA in the wobble, they called it, that was transformative. And I think, you know, Caitlin's going to help the WNBA and everything else. But I really think a big portion of during COVID with the what the WNBA players, how they led all together in the bubble there and at IMG in Bradenton, and then how, you know, the NCAA realized some of the inequities in the women's tournament, and that COVID moment, which was, you know, so hard and difficult, like out of this difficulty came a ton of growth. So I think it's a win-win. So I just think it's, those were huge moments for women's basketball.
And Coach, you brought it up a couple of times. You're concerned, not for the on-the-court game, but off the court with the NIL and the transfer portal. And honestly, I thought about Nick Saban because that's kind of the – he didn't say it flat out, but that's kind of the rumor of, like, Nick Saban is looking at this – you know, the sports world changing. Like, I'm not re-recruiting a kid every single day of his life. I'm not talking to an agent with an 18-year-old, you know, trying to worry about how much money they're going to get coming there. Is it, like you said, a course correction? Is it a lot harder than just a course correction? Because now the Pandora's box is open.
Well, no, I don't think it's a lot harder, because I don't think anyone's like, I mean, there's probably some, the top, you know, there's some people that really are in love with the model. And what I said in the press conference today is the University of Miami has gotten ahead of the model, been very innovative and very flexible. I don't know which way one's better or the other, but I do think that, there's going to be a couple more seismic shifts that will, you know, separate or change or have one model and another model, you know, coexisting. So that those of you who are interested in doing it, you know, the old way or whatever, are going to be able to exist. And then there's going to be this new model, which is going to, you know, drive a lot of revenue and continue on this path. But, you know, I'm excited. I mean, I don't know. I'm naive as anybody else, but I want to definitely be, see it happen. You know, I think it's going to be, there's going to be more changes coming.
Same paradigm shift we're facing in our industry, Crowder. Will podcasting become the next AM radio? My money's on AM radio. I think we're just starting to explode in people's consciousness. I think AM radio is where it's going to be 5 or 10 years from now.
I like them all. Give me these checks, baby.
I say AM radio and newspapers. Put your money in that. Hell with cryptocurrency. Katie Meyer, we are so thrilled for you because you sound very resolute and confident and happy about your decision. And we're excited because this means that you're going to be more accessible to us than you are. Well, you don't know it. You intimidate me. And so there's a lot of times where we don't bother reaching out to have you on the show because we get Coach mm-hmm. Katie. And when Coach Katie is locked in, I get very intimidated and get the shilkus, as they say. But now, I mean, you know, anything goes. We can call you at a moment's notice.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Anytime. Oh, my God. What have we created?
Text me happening? Your address in Key Largo. Hey, I may come down this weekend. I'm looking for something to do.
You got extra room?
Right. Yes, we do. We do. We got a whole downstairs. We never lock it. It's open to anybody. Just come on through.
Down there at the house that we've got a Monopoly set or something.
I'll bring a couple cases of beer. We'll be good to go.
Katie Meyer, as I am reminded by John Ruth, the head of the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. She is an inductee, of course, as I mentioned all her accolades before, but congratulations on an incredible 19 seasons with UM, and we're excited for you for whatever the future may hold. Thank you for being a friend of the program, Coach, and we will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.